Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February 5th. Running a little bit late here this morning. The grains opened up. March corn is down 3.5 cents. March beans down 6.5 cents. March wheat down 7 cents. We currently have the dollar up 25 ticks. Crude oil down 54. The Dow Jones has opened up about 300 points lower here this morning. We did sell 198,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, 130 corn to South Korea. But I think the real pressure on the grains overnight, and this is about where we were when we went off at 7:45, was the news out of China that they're going to retaliate for the U.S. putting tariffs on their products by possibly putting a tariff on sorghum going into China. We do about $1 billion worth of business in sorghum into China. They didn't say they were going to do it. They said they would do it if our tariffs have any impact on their trade. And so far, I mean, it's early, but there's absolutely no indication of that. So is this a Chinese ploy to maybe buy grain at cheaper prices? Who knows? Frankly, I'd take it with a grain of salt, anything the Chinese say. I think part of the problem is we're less short with the funds than we'd previously thought. They've got them short only 130,000 corn now, 90 wheat, short 23 beans, so they've come out of, you know, a fair amount of these short positions, but still have a ways to go. The technicals have turned a little bit negative out here. I didn't like the fact that the beans closed back under all three moving averages. We're lower here again today. I think that's a bit of a problem. I think long term the weather still is not great out here. We know Argentina keeps losing crops, both corn and beans out here. So I think we're getting to the point where the funds ought to be stepping in and trying to cover some of their short positions at these cheaper prices out here. The weather in the U.S., cold, dry. We don't see a whole lot of moisture in the southern plains. And we see these cold temperatures all across the Midwest. I don't think that's going to help wheat at all. So, you know, we're down here today, but, you know, I personally think it's more of a buying opportunity than anything else. Long term, I still believe money's going to come out of the stock market and into commodities. And we could see an influx of flow there. But we started to do it last week and then backed off the last couple of days. But I still think when it's all said and done, smart money is going to try to move into commodities. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.